Bengals assistant head coach and offensive line coach Paul Alexander. Coach Alexander gets a new assignment this Saturday for the Hamilton Fairfield Symphony Orchestra. He will be conducting. And coach, I know it's something you've really been looking forward to.
Yeah, we've been working a little bit. Paul Stanberry, who's in charge of the orchestra, and myself for, probably about 15 times we've gotten together, and I'm learning how to conduct.
Paul said before I got started, just say a couple words about myself and why I'm doing this or whatever. And I just want to say one thing while I was watching. You reminded me of the pros that I coach. I was impressed how intense you were in your music and no messing around. And believe it or not, that's how pro football players are.
I have a musical background. I was the weird kid in high school that played sports and music at the same time. I played football, I wrestled, I did baseball, I did track, and I was also in all the shows, and I was in the band, and I was in the choir, and it was kind of weird that way, but I went to college, and I played football, and I also studied music. I was a singer, and I played the trombone, I played the guitar, I do some of those things. And I kind of kept it quiet, because I just wanted to emphasize football and concentrate on football. But, about 7 years ago, my daughter was taking lessons at CCM, and I told her that I'd join in with her and take piano lessons. And kind of that part of my life came alive again. And it's good. It's helped me in all areas of life.
You've got a lot of interest in music. You've written a book kind of applying music to coaching football. And I know... you're a pretty accomplished pianist. So can you tell me how that kind of relates to what you're doing now?
Well, I'm actually an admirer of great human performance. And that's why I love to coach pro football. And because you're working with the very best at the top of their craft. And you're trying to boost them up a little bit higher than that. Well, I have those interests also, whether it's music or art or architecture or history or... I kind of like great human accomplishment. You get football players, and you're trying to play as one. One heartbeat was a phrase that Marvin used years ago. And you're trying to get a group of people to play as one. And that is the beauty in whether it's coaching or teaching or conducting. Trying to get groups of people, very different people, to perform as one.